And an easy, beautiful Saturday morning. You're listening to Rosie on the House. Okay, Matt called with a question about a water heater, electric breaker that was above my experience level. So we're tracking down an electrician. We're going to put those two guys in touch with each other. But while we're getting that connection made, let's go to Mike, who's been waiting on hold, get his question real quick, and then we'll go back to Matt. Mike, what's your question?
Hey, you guys. My question is about a bathroom remodel. It's my sister-in-law's house. She smelled sewer gas coming up, and so I took everything out of the bathroom, the vanity, the toilet, the tub. I cut open the wall, and a couple of questions. The house was built, I'm guessing, around the mid-70s. It's got the steel pipe for the drain lines and the vents, and I think the leak is coming from one of the teeth, where the vent and the drain lines kind of come together. Is it a good idea for me to replace all of the steel with ABS that I can see behind the walls there?
That's kind of
or
a big,
does it really matter?
Yeah, that's kind of a big job. Maybe while you've got it, you know, one of the things you can do, you can get a smoke machine and pour smoke through the plumbing vent on the roof. And okay, you'll see the smoke. I mean, when we do this at homes, we have to literally call the fire department in the neighborhood and say, you're going to see smoke coming out of the windows and the plumbing vent pipes, but the house is not on fire. We're there. but that's one indication. A lot of times it's just that the vent isn't tall enough, Mike. When you opened the bathroom up like that, did the smell get worse?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'd do a smoke test and see if where the leak's coming from and attack it that way. It may save you the grief of replacing all the cast with ABS. You know, take a look at it, see what shape it's in, and if you do have to take it apart, you know, take a good look at it. Know that the rest of the cast from the concrete line down is, you know, the same thing. So it is what it is. So appreciate the call. Now let's see if we can get Matt and John together. John Bolenbaugh, the mighty electrician, Rosie certified electrician for the Maricopa County area. And you just, okay, John, good morning.
Yes. Good morning.
Hey, buddy. Listen, we have Matt on the other line. He's not going to be able to talk to you, but he's got a hybrid tankless water heater that the breaker, when he goes out to check it, when he doesn't have hot water, the breaker is actually in the full off position. And I told him, I said, I don't know a breaker that throws to the full off position. Is there one?
Yes, only the CH, which is made by Cutler Hammer. And it would be a brown handle breaker. That's the only one that truly trips to the off position, which is a great panel.
Okay.
So,
all right.
So,
Brown
okay.
Cutler.
So now that we know that it's doing that, what can we do to help,
well, now we
help
get
Matt out so it's not throwing the breaker?
So the one thing would be is either having an electrician come out and disconnecting it or him being able to disconnect it and turn on the breaker and seeing if it's the line that's causing it still to trip or if it's the actual unit that is causing the breaker to trip. And if it's the unit, then it's him having a plumber come out and change elements. But if it's a tankless one, I don't know if they have elements or if it's just a full replacement that they have to do.
John Bolenbaugh, the mighty electrician. He is Rosie's electrical lifeline. I know we either interrupted a service call or a vacation.
No, soccer.
A soccer game. Okay.
tournament.
Okay. All right, John. We'll let you get back to your soccer tournament. Thanks a million.
Perfect.
All right. We learned something new. There is a particular breaker that throws to the full off position. Now we know. So, Matt, I hope that helps. That tells you it's not the dog or a troublemaker kid in the neighborhood. It could probably be an electrical problem with the heater itself. So we're going to need to get somebody out there and analyze and assess what's causing the amp pool to trigger that and trip that. All right, that wraps up the open line hour here at Rosie on the House. In the 10 o'clock hour, we've always got an expert coming in. We have Ralph Williamson coming in, and he is the director for the Ceramic Tile and Stone Association, and we're going to talk y'all through the yeses and the nos of a good ceramic tile job. Romy, what have you got there on your computer? That's gorgeous. That is absolutely beautiful.
I told you. What is that? It is a Dolores Testament. It was our latest photo entry for our calendar contest. We're going to feature Arizona landscape and
photograph
wildlife photos in our 2018 Arizona home maintenance calendar. We've got a section saved for Arizona pictures, and our listeners are submitting them. Our listeners are going to vote on which 12 will go into the calendar.
Wow.
You have till next Saturday. Photo entries open through the end of September. Voting will be October 1st to October 15th. So you have about a week left if you don't have
that's a
picture a
great
that's
shot.
Photo
are they
worthy.
All that good?
We got some good ones.
Can we do two photographs per month? can we go 24 instead of 12? That's hard.
It's going to be a tough competition, I'll tell you that. Do you remember the last time you got the lint out? That's right, lint. That stuff that comes off your clothes and clogs up your dryer vent and plugs it up. Get the lint out. That lint clog is the number one cause of home fires in America. And Mr. Scott Jawbone, retired New York police officer, continues to protect and serve the public by cleaning your lint out. For Sedona and Verde Valley residents, if you can't remember the last time you cleaned out your dryer vent, time to do it is now. Come on, get the lint out. Would you like a preview of Rosie on the House weekly broadcast before it airs? Well, sign up for our weekly newsletter. It comes out every Thursday to your inbox. And we don't spam it, and we don't sell the information. Just one email a week. It'll tell you what our lineup is for Saturday. It'll have the link to our weekly article and topic, our featured event from the community calendar, along with the tool of the week, and any promotional we might be doing for other fun listener appreciation promotions. That's our weekly newsletter. Sign up at RosieOnTheHouse.com.